أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين اللهم يسر ولا تعسر رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد we thank Allah سبحانه وتعالى for another opportunity to continue our journey with the lessons from Surah Al-Luqman. Our discussion today, inshallah, is going to base on humility, where one has to humble themselves in all aspects of life. Our aim, inshallah, today we're going to look at types of humility and also see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said regarding that. And also we see how best we can achieve that and how we can protect ourselves from also arrogance or show off. Indeed, Luqman has advised to the extent he was telling his son, وَلَا تُصَعِّرْ حَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرْحًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلُّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ In this verse, Luqman is saying that do not turn your cheek in contempt, which means that do not act in a way of arrogance and show off towards people, and do not walk through the earth with some sort of pride. For indeed, everything that we do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for him, لا يحب كل محتال فخور. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like anyone who hath self-deluded and boastfulness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like this sort of attitude and character. When we're going to look at this, I want us to take our journey slowly but sure to look at what are this character itself when we talk about boastful or show off or trying to have a pride. Of course, this is very important, for indeed, if we look into the Quran, the first disobedience that was committed in the heavens by Iblis was to show off and feel better than someone. When he was telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ana khayrun minhu, I am better than him. Because you created me from fire and you created him from dust. So Shaitan saw himself better than Adam to the extent that he forgot his disobedience is not about who is better than who. The disobedience was about disregarding the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, maybe the creation of the fire could have been superior above the one that was created with the dust. But what the arrogance has pushed him to the extent he could not see his disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, one of the things that arrogance and pride does is it makes you see yourself to the extent that you will forget what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is. Because here when we look at the incident of Shaitan, he saw himself to the extent he forgot what he was doing at that time is disobedience to Allah, not Adam alayhi salam. And the same thing applies to when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the creation on earth. The first disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth is also arrogance. When you look at the incident of Habil and Qabil, he forgot that his disobedience to Allah in terms of selecting the best that he had to sacrifice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what pushed his sacrifice not to be accepted, but rather he saw himself to be better than his brother that That was his mindset. That was his attention. So at any given time in our life, when arrogance and pride kicks in, unfortunately what it does is it blinds us. We don't see the reality and follow. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, in all aspects, when it comes to even making dua, supplication, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to us, "Udu'u rabbakum tadarru'an wa khufyatan innahu la yuhibbu al-mu'tadin." Call your Lord. Call Allah. Supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in humility and privately. Which means that when you come to Allah seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help, do that by understanding how weak you are, by understanding your situation and your level in front of your Creator. Do not see how much you've done. Unfortunately, some people can sit down out of pride. You know, they can say, "I prayed all night. I read the entire Quran all night." For in that, in his or her mind, they are entitled to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answering their supplication. They felt like what they did has made them entitled. They should be given, or whatever they ask Allah should be given. But that is a big mistake. Allah is saying that when you come in your supplication, do that tadarru'an. Do it with humility. Remember, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who chose you among millions to be among those that will wake up at night and pray. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who chose you among others to be among those that will get up and supplicate to him. It is Allah who chose you. So from beginning, you did not even have a say. You did not have even any trick. You did not even have any power. That is why Allah is telling you, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. So when you found yourself among those that are worshipping Allah, thank Allah for giving you that opportunity. Don't feel like you deserve. Don't feel like you've done something extraordinary. Without you, Allah has multiple millions of creation that are supplicating to him. Allah has angels that are worshipping him day and night. Allah is even trying to let you understand, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. Indeed, everything that you can think of, from the creation, those that are moving here and there, and those that are jamid, like the mountains, all of this creation, going through the insects, coming to the livestock, the wild animals, going through the snakes, the wild, whatever beast you can mention, Allah is saying, all of this creation, يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ, they supplicate in thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَصْبِيحَتُهُمْ. It's just you, الثقلين, human and jinn. You are those who do not understand their supplication and their dhikr. So when you find yourself among those that are making ibadah, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given you that opportunity. It's not because you deserve it. It's not because you are extraordinary. So these are things that we need to always put in mind. When Allah has given you the opportunity to be among good people and worship Allah, thank Him for that. Not because you are more than anyone else. Anyone that you see out there, Allah can choose and make that person better than where you are, and you can be among the worst that you might even think of. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in that, إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does not like those that are transgressors. So you should not cross the barriers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in terms of supplication, in terms of making dua, put your hands or put yourself underneath Allah as humility that you can put yourself, humble yourself in front of Allah, because He, Allah, is the one that gives. You are the one, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. You are the poor people to Allah. You are beggars. So a beggar has no choice, as we have in our saying. So when you come to Allah, seeking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help, do not boast because you have prayed, you have read Quran, you made dhikr, and so what? Without you, there are millions who are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is one aspect of tadarru'. We should always put ourselves down, especially when we come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, that does not negate the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when you make dua, Allah will answer. It's not about that. اُدْعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَنْتُمْ مُوقِنُونَ بِالْإِجَابَةِ. Seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make supplication, make dua, and have the hopes, and have that sort of guarantee that your supplication will be answered. This is different in altogether than feeling that you've done enough and it is compulsory for Allah to accept your dua. Allah, of course, is the one who said that you should come and supplicate to Him. إِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. He is the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is also saying, فَإِذَا فَرَكْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. So Allah has given you all options to seek and ask from Him. But you should not feel like you are better than somebody. You should not feel like because you've got up at night, or because you fasted, because you read Quran, because you did dhikr, and for that matter you should be entitled. Don't do that, because that will lead to arrogance. The moment you start saying, Wallahi, I sat down, I did khatam, I made dhikr, I sat down one sitting, I sent salutations to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, can you compare yourself with me? I did ABC. There, it becomes arrogance and riya is getting into it. When you do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be interested in your supplication anymore. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warn us on that, to the extent as the ways in which we can achieve sincerity in our worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then kept advising us by saying, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ تَضَرُّعًا وَخِيفَةً وَدُونَ الْجَهَرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ بِالْغُدُوءِ وَالْأَصَالِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is trying to give us some sort of understanding. وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ. So to be able to have that sort of tranquility and sincerity, when you come in making dhikr, do it within yourself. Which means that fi nafsika here, which means that you should sit down quietly. No one should know what is going on between you and Allah. So when you're making the dhikr, do that fi nafsika tadarru'an, with humility. Wa khifatan, hiding what you are saying. And that will mean you will get up at night when everyone is sleeping, so that you can pray to Allah, you can read your Quran, you can make your dhikr, because doing that in that time of the day, everyone is sleeping, you will get reality, you will have sincerity, no one can see you. And in that manner also, you do it in a way that you are not trying to boast by making dhikr and disturbing your neighborhood or your people around. No, you do it between yourself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَدُونَ الْجَهَرِ. You don't need to boast about it and say it out loud. Remember, it is not haram to do dhikr out loud. Allah is giving you this idea in these verses to humble you when it comes to worship and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do it in that way. And he said, بِالْغُدُوءِ وَالْأَصَالِ. Do it day and night. Day and night. Day, anytime Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about dhikr in the Quran, he will tell you bil ghudu'i wal asal, morning and evening. So these are some things Allah is teaching us here. It is very important. It's either I woke up before Fajr, I read the Quran, I make some dhikr before Fajr, and maybe after Asr or after Maghrib and or after Fajr and after Asr, the time that I cannot get up and pray any sunnah prayer, I should use that time in reading Quran and making dhikr. This bil ghudu'i wal asal. Who are the people who do that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about such people in Surah An-Nur. He said, Rijalun, it's some people, men, when he talk about rijal here, not in gender, those that can stand firm in obedience to Allah, whether among men and women. لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله. Such people, no business, buying and selling, cannot even stop them from what? Making dhikr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, do that. ولا تكن من الغافلين. And don't be among those who are heedless, those that are not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here up till now, we're looking at humility, not only in our movement, in our dealing with our families and friends and people, but when it comes to ibadah, we should do that with humility. Those are the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued to advise us by saying, إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وعملوا الصالحات and followed that with righteous deeds وأخبتوا إلى ربهم أولئك أصحاب الجنة هم فيها خالدون. Those who have iman, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وعملوا الصالحات and followed that iman with righteous deed وَأَخْبَتُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ and they humbled themselves to their Lord. Such people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ they are the dwellers of Jannah, the companions of Jannah. هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ هُمْ خَالِدُونَ فِيهَا they are those who are going to dwell in Jannah eternally, forever. Who are these people? Those who humble themselves towards their Lord. Now ask yourself, when you talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how do you approach Allah? How do you talk about Allah? Are you talking about Allah with arrogance? Are you showing off? Are you doing that with pride? Or you humble yourself in front of Allah because He is the one who gave you the opportunity to worship Him. He is the one who selected you among few or among many to be among the few that will worship Him. So for that matter, you are showing gratitude to Allah for what He has given you, not to be show off because you find yourself among those that are doing well. So in reality, brothers and sisters, Allah has already informed us humbleness, humility, not only within our perimeters as humankind or with other people, but we should do that even in our worship. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, said regarding humility, not only in our prayer, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said regarding our relationship to our parents, وَحْفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاهَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Your relationship with your parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَحْفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاهَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ and lower to them the wings of humility out of mercy and say, which means supplicate, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا Ya Allah, have mercy on them كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا as they did unto me when I was a young child. So here, humility towards our parents, to humble ourselves towards our parents, is not like walking or lying down for them to walk on you. It's about your relationship and the way you communicate with them. No matter how old you are, you will never be your parents' equal. You cannot catch up. It's not about now I'm old, and for that matter, I can talk to them. I'm also an adult. No matter how old you are, as long as your parents are alive, you are still the child they used to change their nappy yesterday. No matter how old you are, no matter what you have acquired, you have achieved in your life, your parents, you can never cross that. So when we have this in mind, whatever we're doing, when they say your mom or your dad said you leave everything and turn to them. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us when He even spoke about silat al-rahim, even after they passed, their brothers and their sisters and their friends, you need to keep the ties and give them equal respect as you do to your parents. وَحْفِظْ لَهُمَا جَنَاهَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Always you make supplication and make dua. that Allah have mercy on them as they did when you were young. Here, your humility towards your parents. When it comes to the society, your environment, where you live, either towards people or even the way you walk on earth, because people don't know. The day you will be buried, the grave will give the khutbah. Among the khutbah he will give you is, you used to walk on him, and here you are inside it today. The day the earth will come together and squeeze you, your bones will go across, because you used to walk on earth with arrogance. Here you are inside it today. We're not talking about whatever that you've acquired, not halal, which will come and start acting and start telling you, ana kenzuk, ana maluk, whatever you have acquired on earth, on the day that you are buried, those will come as snakes and scorpions and start biting you till the day of Qiyamah. Ask yourself, with all that, you are boasting of the clothing you're wearing? Are you boasting because of the house you got, the cars, the family, the type of job, the money? Is that what makes you walk on earth with arrogance? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning you, وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرْحَى إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضَ وَلَنْ تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالُ طُولًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, and do not walk on earth with arrogance. Don't walk with pride. For indeed, you cannot tear the earth apart. How strong are you? What do you think you had that you have to raise your shoulders? When you walk, you show off. You stamp your feet on the floor as if you can break the earth. Well, Allah is telling you that you cannot tear the earth apart. And not only that, you cannot reach the height of the mountains. So what is the arrogance? Where have you reached so far? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you see the word arrogance, al-kibr, pride, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying it's the ridha'i. It is something that belongs to me. When you try to be arrogant and show off, it's like you are fighting with Allah, taking what belongs to him. And you know for sure, whoever decides to fight with Allah, we already know the loser before the fight starts. We know the loser before the fight starts. So Allah, not only he is teaching you, when you come to him, be humble. When you're dealing with your family, your parents, be humble. He even told you, when you walk on earth, be humble. And those who walk on earth with humility and they are humble, who are these people? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called them wa ibadur rahman. They are the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alladhina yamshuna 'ala al-ardi hawna. They are the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah, look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the sharaf, ibadur rahman, the servants of ar-Rahman, most merciful. If you don't know them, Allah is going to tell you about them. This is their description. Alladhina yamshuna fil 'ala al-ardi hawna. They are those who walk upon the earth easily. They walk as if they are scared of something going to poke underneath your feet, their feet. Very soft. They walk gentle. They walk with humility. Their heads bow down because they know the owner of the earth is looking at them, and they walk with respect. Such people, Allah continued to describe them. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When the ignorant people address them, they try to say bad things. Why are you walking as if you are sick? Why can't you walk and stamp on the foot on the ground properly? Why are you that weak? Why are you that? They question them and they will say, Salama, peace be unto you. We don't fight. Not because we are weak. We don't insult. Not because we don't have the mouth. We don't curse. We don't abuse. For indeed, our religion does not teach us that. So when you decide to say bad things on us, we will remember the incident of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When one of the companions sat in front of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, started using bad language, insult to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr was quiet. The Prophet was sitting down. He kept smiling. This guy kept going on. It reached a stage where Abu Bakr could not take it anymore. And he answered a word. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam got up. Abu Bakr knew the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood up, he is not happy with the incident. So he was thinking, this guy has been saying lots already, Ya Rasulallah. I only answered one word. Why are you leaving, Ya Rasulallah? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Abu Bakr, when he was saying those words, when you kept quiet, you left it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah sent an angel. He came and retaliated on your behalf, writing reward for you, writing bad deeds for that person. Writing reward for you, writing bad deeds for that person. Allah is fighting on your behalf. The moment you decided to retaliate, the angel who is writing the reward left, and Shaytan came now being happy that you are losing the reward. I cannot sit down and see Shaytan being happy. That is the reason why I'm leaving. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. So when people, the ignorant, when they address them and say bad things to them, they don't fight. Not only they walk on earth with humility, but they do not act according to what the ignorant people are also doing. They don't insult back. They don't accuse back. They don't fight back. They just leave everything in peace. For indeed, they depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, هُمْ عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ. They are the servants of the Most Merciful. Dear respected brothers and sisters in faith, when we look at this incident, we go to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and see what he also said regarding this aspect of humility. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he gave the companions khutbah, in that khutbah he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ أَوْحَى إِلَيَّ أَنْتَ وَضَعُوا حَتَّى لَا يَفْرَحْ أَحَدٌ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ. He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent His message to me, has revealed unto me that we should humble ourselves towards one another so that no one is arrogant on the other, no one is boastful on the other. We should all take care of each other equally. We should kill shaitan in this aspect, so that we don't follow our nafs. We don't follow our nafs so that we are arrogant and showing off in front of people. Whoever you're dealing with, whether you are better than him or her, from money, from wealth, whatever you can think of, remember, it is Allah who gave you and it is Allah who created all of you. يَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّنْ قَوْمٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّن نِسَاءٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُنَّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in the Quran, O you who believe, do not mock one another. Maybe the person you are teasing, looking down upon, that person might be better than you. O sisters, do not make fun of one another. For indeed, that person that you're mocking, maybe that person is better than you. What makes you feel like you're better than somebody anyway? Maybe because of the family you're coming from. Maybe because of the knowledge that you got. Maybe because of the wealth that you got. All this Allah can give that person better than you. So we should be very careful. The Prophet ﷺ said we should all treat each other with respect and dignity and do not look down upon one another. Someone might ask, what are the signs of humility? How do we know that we have it? How do we know we don't have it? First, or one of the signs of humility is not having desire to be on the stage. You want to be the eye of the people. You are always, everything should be on, you should be the center of attention. The moment you see that you are not interested in that, Allah has protected your heart. But when you find yourself in every gathering, you want to be seen. You want people to identify you. You want to be that everyone is talking about you. When you start feeling that way, it means shaitan is playing around with you. Be very careful before shaitan mislead you. Another sign of humility is when people are praising you. When people praise you and you want to accept it, you want to take it. There's nothing wrong with it. You have some qualities people talk about. There's nothing wrong with it. Allah has blessed you with some things and people see it and they praise you for that. Within you, don't feel like you deserve it. When people praise you, do not act and also want to claim it. What you rather do is, within yourself, go back to Allah and let Allah know, Ya Allah, I am nobody. These guys don't know me. You are the one who knows me. You are the one who covered me. That's why they can see me with these qualities. Not because I deserve it. When you are able to work with this, whatever praise comes, that will not change you. That will not make you feel better than anyone. That is what happened when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting with his companions. A group of people came. In the discussion, one of them got up. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asking, who is your leader? He got up and pointed at one of the guys and said, this is our leader. Very important person. Among us, anything within our village, nothing will happen without his consent. We always have to make mashura with him, discuss. He is this, he is that. This guy praised his friend so much. When he finished, the guy that was praised, he got up and said, Ya Rasulallah, that is not all. I am this, I am that. He ended up praising himself more than what even they said. The guy who praised him, when he finished, he got up and added, Ya Rasulallah, I forgot to end up with this. And among our community, there is no worse person than this guy. He is the worst person in our community. When it comes to anything good, we don't even discuss it with him. The same person that praised him took all the praise back. In reality, brothers and sisters, when you are with people, they gave you leadership. They acknowledged you. When it comes to this and they praise you, turn it back to them. That is what a good leader does. I am nobody without you. Just imagine a president without people to be a leader on. A king that has no people to be underneath. The rich person that does not have poor people to feed. Where is that leadership? You are the imam, but there's no one behind you to lead. Where is the leadership? You are the scholar. There's no student to learn from you. Where is the leadership? So when people praise you and give you that sort of respect and acknowledgement, you turn back and said, Ya Allah, these people are everything. That is what Umar did. He said, all of you are believers. I am your Amir. That is where we got the Amir al-Mu'mineen. I am your leader, yes, but we are all believers. You are not just ordinary people. You are good people. So that is what happened when we're going to look at anything. And also another sign of humility is being able to acknowledge your mistake. You talk among people and you made a mistake. Someone said, what you said was wrong. And you got to know that you are wrong, they are right. Acknowledge it. It doesn't matter even if it's in public, because you spoke in public, you made mistake in public, there is nothing wrong with acknowledging your mistake in public. That is what good people do. A good person has no fear, has no concern, does not care how people will feel when they know they did wrong to say, I am wrong. In most cases, that is what happened even in our houses. You see a husband and wife, people cannot tell each other, I am wrong. They have to go here and there, go dodge here and try to get an excuse why they have to be pardoned. Accept your mistake. There's nothing wrong with saying I'm wrong. So if you cannot acknowledge your mistake, or you spoke in public, you condemned something, you went back and did your research and you got to know you were wrong, come back and said, last time what I said, I was wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. If you can do that, that is what good person does. Realize and apologize when you do something wrong. Humility, it gives you something. When you have humility, what happens is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is proud of you. As we saw, Allah praised them by saying they are Ibadur Rahman. They are the people that will be dwelling in Jannah. Another fruit that comes from humility, when one lowers their eyes in everything, they show gratitude in everything that they do. Remember, when you show gratitude, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala add more on what you want. Ways and how to one can achieve humility. Number one, if you are able to study and know the opposite of it, that will be a warning for you. The moment you stay away from that, then you will have humility, which is to study the dangers of arrogance. Understand the sins that comes with arrogance. Understand who is Iblis or Shaitan, what arrogance did to him. Looking at his life before Adam was created and looking at his life after he became arrogant in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Monitor your heart at any given time. Be very careful when things are coming in. When you started feeling you are better than some people, when you started feeling that wherever you go, you should be the one that should be acknowledged. These are all signs of arrogance. When you are able to fix that, you will have humility. Increase private action of worship. When you do more of worship secretly, that will elevate you. So far as you are not coming to boast about it in public, that will also help you to be able to achieve humility. Never ever feel that you cannot make mistake, or never ever feel like there's any job or action that you are better than. And I will remind each other here, especially we in the masjid, sometimes some of us are feeling that I am better than washing the bathroom. I am better than picking the rubbish. I am better than vacuuming. This should be the job of such and such people. With my level and my status, I shouldn't be doing that. When you start feeling that inside you, that is the work of Shaitan. I remember the scholars of the past, when they start feeling inside them, arrogance is start to kick in. They put themselves in the situation that no one ever imagined. I remember the scholar who was sitting in a society where normally when students or people pass by a scholar, they take their shoes from far away, squat there and say, "Assalamu alaikum, ya Sheikh," and then they go. One day he was sitting down, a boy passed by from far away, he said, "Assalamu alaikum," and then his heart started telling him, "You see this boy? He did not do what everyone does. He just passed just like that without taking his shoes off. He did that without A, B, C." His heart is now pushing for him to feel like that boy has disrespected him. So he called the boy. When the boy came, he said, "Look, I'm feeling some pain in my chest here. I want you to give me some press on it." The boy is going to use his hand. He said, "No, use your feet." The boy took the shoes off. He said, No. "Use your shoes on to step on my chest." The sheikh lied down. The boy stepped on his chest for some time. He said, "Thank you." When the boy left, the sheikh said, "Okay." He was far away. He said, "Salam, and you have problem." He was talking to his heart. Now he came and stepped on you. Come and fight. These are what the scholars of the past used to overcome their arrogance. I remembered one who he was sitting there. He felt like eating roasted chicken. He ordered for the roasted chicken. When they brought the roasted chicken, he said to his heart, "You desired roasted chicken, come out and eat." If you can do that, you will be able to fight over your arrogance and you will be able to have what we call humility. So involve yourself in all aspects of less privileged action. Be among everyone. Wherever you go, feel comfortable to sit among the children. Feel comfortable to sit among those that are not scholars. Feel comfortable to sit among those that are not rich like you. Wherever you go, be part of the masses. Do not feel like you should be better. And for that matter, your seat or where you need to be put should be different from anyone else. The moment you start to do this, then indeed, you will be having what we call humility. To conclude, I'm going to go through a small poem that I found very, very insightful. And whoever is able to understand and follow that, hopefully those people will be able to achieve that. Number one is saying, لا تطلب العز لدى الخلق بلا تعزز عند مليك لا ولا. Do not look for any praise. Do not look for any status. Do not look for anything that you're thinking for of in this life. Do not look for it in the creation, but rather look for it from the Creator. لا تفرحن بأنعم أنعمت وافرح بمن أنعم إن أقلت. Do not be proud and happy with any blessing that came to you. When you get money, when you get the wife, when you get the children, when you get the cars, when you get the houses, don't let those things, those material things, make you happy. Because those things that you have, you can lose them at any given time. What should make you happy? The one who provided that to you. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَكُلُّ نِعِمَةٍ تَزُولُ دُونَ مَنْ أَزْدَى فَذَاكَ الْبَاكِي فِي كُلِّ زَمَنٍ. Anything that you think of that is worldly thing that is making you happy, those things can go and leave you. You can lose the money, you can lose the house, you can lose the cars, you can lose your wife, you can lose your children. But the one who gives you, that is Allah. He will always be there. So when you find yourself with any materialistic things, thank Allah. Be happy with the one who gives you, not those materialistic things. Do not make those things make you happy. Make the one who gives you make you happy. لا تحقرن مسلما لا تذكر عيب امرئ فالعيب منك قد يرى. Do not hate a Muslim. لا تذكر عيبا. Do not sit there mentioning, acknowledging, talking about people's faults. Because doing that, والعيب منك قد يرى. Your fault is also being seen. When you sat down, looking at people's fault, oh, such a person, he has this mistake, that mistake. While you were doing that, Allah is exposing yours bigger than what you thought. If yours is like a mobile phone for you to talk about someone's mistake like on the screen, yours, your fault will be like a cinema people can see. So do not be interested in acknowledging people's fault and talk about, but rather see your fault at any given time and see how best you can be a better person. And it went on to say, وَلْتَكُنْ خَاشِئًا أَخَى تَوَاضُعٍ فَلَسْتَ بِالْوَضُوعِ فِي التَّخَاضُعِ. And also be a person who fears Allah and humbles himself. Remember, humbling yourself does not make you little. Always remember, for you to humble yourself does not make you nothing, but rather it elevates you. When you humble yourself, Allah elevates you. And I remember we were talking about this as he said, فَالْعِلْمُ وَالْغِنَى وَالْخَصْبُ قَدْ أَتَتْ وَحَرَكَاتُ الْحَبْدِ فِيهِنَّ رَسَتْ. الْعِلْمُ knowledge, وَالْغِنَى wealth, وَالْخَصْبُ hasbu is when you have the best of produce from your farm. No one in this world will say that knowledge is not good. Everyone loves to have knowledge. Even the ignorant person want to be acknowledged as a knowledgeable person. Rich, no one don't want to be associated with richness. And no one want to be associated with anything that is not good. So these things that we talked about, al-ilmu wal-ghina wal-khizbu, he said, قَدْ أَتَتْ وَحَرَكَتُ الْحَفْدِ فِيهِنَّ رَسَتْ. When you look at those words, and look at the harakat, fatha, kasra, dhamma, these three words we made mention, They came starting with the kasra, al-ilmu, wal-ghina, wal-khizbu. He said, because of those words have humbled themselves, no one want to miss them. Everyone want to be associated with them. But the opposite of that, wal-jahalu, wal-fakru, wal-jadbu, kad hatat atat, wa harakat al-raf'i fihin rasat. Ignorance, poverty, and also drought, that you might say, all these three, when you look at the harakat, fatha, 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 they came up. But he said, no one wants them, even though they show off and try to be proud. So it's just giving you analogy and putting your mind in some sort of this. لا يسكن السيل على الأجبال ولا على الأشجار في تحمال. Of course, when it rains, the leaves, the mountains, they are those that receive the water first. But the water does not stop there. It comes down all the way to the root. If you put yourself down, the good thing will always follow you. You don't need to chase it. And he said, وَلَا تَتَكَبْرْ يَا أَخِي وَلَا تَحْسُدَ وَلَا تُرَاءِ بَلْ إِلَاحَكَ كَسُدْ. And do not be arrogant. Oh my brother, no jealousy. Don't show off. Always head towards your Allah. Always aim Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in what you're doing, not what people have to see in you. Well, qibru, because arrogance, imma bi ulumin. You do that just because of the knowledge you have, aw nasab, or the family you have, aw zumar, aw fi'l ta'atin, or even what, some good deeds that you did. Maybe those are what will push you to start becoming arrogant. What I'm going to advise you, the most important thing that I'm going to tell you, in this is ma'asiyatun tu'urithu dhilla khayrun wa ta'atun tu'urithu likibra sharrun. Obedience, worship, that you do to Allah, but it leads you to arrogance. It's better for you to disobey Allah, which will lead you to humble yourself in front of Allah as nobody. For indeed, Shaitan, he worshipped Allah. He knew who he was in front of Allah, but that did not benefit him. So when you humble yourself in front of Allah, at any given time, you will succeed. So this advice of Luqman for us is one of the best things we've got so far in this journey. Knowing that whatever that is happening in our life, we need to always humble ourselves. May Allah make it easy for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. May Allah make us among those that humble themselves in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah protect us from arrogance. May Allah protect us from ignorance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us in all our endeavor. رَبَّنَا تَكَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مَوْلَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ اللهم أرينا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرينا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وكبيرنا وصغيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا وحرنا وعبدنا وحاضرنا وغائبنا وطائنا وأسينا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين أمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.